Hello and welcome to the Anchor Wellness Podcast. I am your host, Niamh Hayes. This is a podcast all about health and wellness, where I'll be sharing information and tips and hearing from people who have their own health and wellness story to tell. In today's episode, I will be chatting about my own personal and professional journey in health and wellness. I hope you enjoy. As this is a brand new podcast, I wanted to start off by introducing myself, Niamh. I am the host, I am the founder of Anchor Wellness, and I want you to be able to get to know me a little bit better and understand where I came from in terms of my health and wellness to where I am today. So if you follow me online, you'll know how much I love promoting health and wellness. And not only do I strive to be physically and mentally healthy myself, but I also want other people to be able to improve theirs as well. And that's kind of where my work is at the moment. But my journey to this point was not smooth sailing, and it's not something that I suppose I always was striving to do or end up in life. So it's a bit of a funny journey. So I'll take you back to when I was in primary school as a kid, I suppose. I used to enjoy physical activity. I would have always considered myself a bit unfit. I was probably carrying a little bit of extra weight than I needed to, particularly in primary and secondary school. And while I was involved in sport, I took up rowing when I was, coastal rowing when I was 8 years old, but I never, I suppose, was the fittest. Like, there was always people on my team or on other teams in the club that were always a lot fitter than me. And like, I remember in secondary school getting off the school bus and having to walk up the hill home, and I'd be out of breath after a few steps up the hill. So I suppose, yeah, I was never big into physical activity as a kid. Loved rowing, loved participating in it, but in terms of my health, I wouldn't have been the fittest. And that beep test that we used to have to do in secondary school, that used to be my worst nightmare. But I suppose things in terms of my physical health and my fitness changed probably towards the end of secondary school, or even when I went into college and I kind of found other types of training. So I started weight training as part of my rowing. I used to do like classes, then I joined like a powerlifting club in college, got into rowing more seriously around that time as well. And so then I kind of really started to notice the difference in my health, because I started really looking after my physical activity levels and have done so ever since, really. And it's just part of my life now. But I suppose one of the key things that I've probably always struggled with, and it's definitely gotten better in the last few years, but I wouldn't say it's absolutely perfect by any means now, but that is my idea around my body image. That was from like when I was a kid. I remember I struggled so much with my body image. I mentioned there a little while ago that I would have considered myself carrying extra weight compared to everyone else in my class or in my school, even in primary school and secondary school. And I suppose a pivotal moment in my life, which I actually only really realized in the last few years how much of an effect it had on me, was when I was in primary school. I think I was maybe 8 or 9 or so. And we had to do an exercise whereby we had to write down in our copybooks what we would like to be when we grew up. And me being an innocent child and I suppose being full of hopes and dreams, I wrote down that I wanted to be a model, because I wanted to travel the world. Now, back then, that was in the 90s, I suppose the only exposure I would have had of models probably would have been from magazines. And my idea of models would have been, you know, beautiful people who had lovely or great bodies, and, you know, their job involved them walking down catwalks all over the world. They got to travel for their work. And I wrote that down in my copybook. I don't even know how I thought I'd enjoy traveling the world. I just thought it was a dream of mine back then. And so then after we wrote it down in our copybooks, we had to say it out loud to the classroom. We each took our turns to say what we wanted to be out loud. And when I said I wanted to be a model when I grew up because I wanted to travel the world, there was a lot of people in the classroom laughed at me. And I didn't tell anyone about it. Like, it happened at the time I would have gone home that evening, and I actually didn't tell anyone about it until I'd say about 3 years ago, and I was doing counselling, and it actually came up because my body image and struggles around it had come up, and she got me to think back to a time when I suppose it was an issue, and that incident in primary school came up. And so obviously I internalised that, and I put a meaning on that event when I was an 8 or 9 year old, that I couldn't be a model. Like, people will laugh at me if I become a model, and I took it to mean that I didn't look like one. And so then I had all these thought processes that I couldn't be what I wanted to be because I didn't look a certain way. And that honestly followed me throughout my life, throughout my the rest of my childhood, the rest of my teenage years, into college, even up to today. Like, I've done a lot of work around it since, but it's still something that would affect me, and my body image and I suppose my self-love is something that I really, really have to work on. And it's amazing that, like, that little incident in primary school really stuck with me. And, like, yeah, just my weight was pretty much an obsession throughout secondary school and college. I would have always compared myself to others. And again, I was all throughout that time, I was always into the sport of rowing, we'll say, and my fitness started to improve, I suppose, throughout college and things. But my body image and the focus on my weight was always at the forefront of any kind of training I did or any nutrition I looked after. It was always to do with weight management rather than improving my health. So that was a massive moment in my life. And I suppose in the last 3 years or 3 years ago, when I kind of came to the realization of how much of an impact it had on me, I'm no longer trying to let it define me. And it's probably changed the way now that I see physical activity and physical health and nutrition and mental health and everything. Like, they're all one and the same, they're all integrated, we'll say. And yeah, it's taken a lot of work, but I think I am getting there, definitely with the body image. So then if I come back to my years in college, so I went to college in CIT and loved it, got involved in lots of clubs, as I said, the powerlifting, the rowing club, but of course I was still living that college lifestyle, so, you know, out a lot of nights during the week, and I wasn't getting a lot of sleep, and up the next morning. And sure, I thought, and my friends would have all thought, that we were invincible and that we could continue doing this, you know, surviving on very little sleep. And sure, we didn't know any better at the time, that was just the way that the college lifestyle was. And after I finished my degree, which was in early years education, I ran for election on the Students' Union, and I spent 2 years as the welfare officer there. And that was probably another pivotal moment in my life to lead me to where I am today. So I looked after the students in terms of their physical and mental health. I ran welfare campaigns and welfare weeks within the college, and I did one-to-ones with students all the time on a range of different issues that they had. And during that time, like, students were coming to me with crazy issues, like, you know, everyday issues that we all have, but like really stressful things that they were going through, whether it was to do with their physical health or their mental health or problems in relationships or problems at home, or there was a lot going on. And I was taking this on because I didn't know any different. So I was going home every evening burdening the people that I was living with these problems because I felt so burdened by them. And I remember that was my first time being introduced to the whole counselling area. And so I did some counselling sessions then, because I realised, oh, wait a second, I can't take all of these problems on. These aren't my personal problems. So me sharing them with a professional then really helped that. So that was probably my first introduction into looking after my mental health properly. And then after college, I went through a breakup, which is quite natural. We've all gone through them, and anyone that's gone through them will know how honestly horrific they can be. And I spent months, I just was completely lost. This was just after college, and I just completely reclused into myself. I was just at home all the time. I was so down, didn't want to go anywhere, didn't want to do anything. It really did affect every area of my life. And I remember my mum making a counselling appointment for me that time as well, because she was like, Niamh, like, you have to get through this, like, you can't continue living in this hole that you're in. So that was probably my second bout of, I suppose, counselling, and it helped me get through it. So they were kind of a few instances where I had, or where I struggled, I suppose, with my mental health. And I started to realise, wow, okay, it's not just about looking after your physical health and being healthy and active. There's a lot more to this health thing. Your mind and your brain has such a part to play in how you live your life and how healthy you will be. Around that time as well, I really started looking after my food intake and my nutrition, and I kind of got so into it that I was like, wait a second, I want to learn more about this. So I went away and studied nutrition, and in particular I specialized in nutrition for physical activity. And I started blogging. This was like back when, before there was any bloggers out there. I started blogging and sharing tips about nutrition, and I actually loved it. And I created a website and everything as part of a journalism master's that I ended up doing after my years on the Students' Union. So that was when I started to realize that I could actually maybe potentially work in the area, or maybe tie my media and journalism work in with maybe health and nutrition and things. And I suppose that's kind of always been in the back of my mind, that I can, you know, be a trained journalist and work in journalism, but I also can bring in the areas that I'm really interested in. Yeah, I suppose anyone that knows me will know that I've never been conventional in terms of my work or studies. Not that I'm constantly changing, but that there's so many areas that interest me. And, you know, I just think that I don't want to be a person who gets stuck in a job just for the sake of it. There's so much to learn and develop out there, and so many skills and knowledge that one can gain, that I just, you know, if there's an area I'm interested in, I will go after and I will learn about it, and potentially it might come into my job sometime, but if not, I'll just enjoy learning about it anyway. So that was kind of when I studied nutrition, and I also ended up qualifying. I finished my master's in journalism. So then I started working in TV production, radio production, and that's kind of what I did for many, many years. It took me to Boston. I lived over there for a year, worked in Cork, and with lots of different jobs and lots of different companies. And I really did enjoy it. But I knew there was always something else for me. I was never sure what that was, but I knew where I was wasn't the right place for me at the time. And then, of course, 3 years ago, when the lockdown came in, I had a bit extra time because I wasn't commuting as much as I was. And I had always said that I wanted to do a course in like personal training or strength and conditioning, something like around that area, because again, I had gotten really into my sport and coastal rowing, and I loved learning about fitness and how the body moved and how you can develop different components of fitness. So I decided to use the extra time during the lockdowns to study, and so I became a qualified personal trainer and strength and conditioning coach during that time. And I suppose I never really wanted to be a personal trainer or work in a gym. That was never kind of the end goal. Sometimes I can get wrapped up in trying to figure out what the end goal is with everything I want to do in life. And it was actually my sister said to me, Niamh, you know, you don't actually need to know the final destination to do something. If you're interested in something and if you feel a calling to do something, just take the first step and do it, and the path, you can kind of carve out the path as you go, and things will become clearer and opportunities will come up and you'll figure it out as you go. So that's the advice I took. I started the course, qualified, not knowing what I was going to end up doing. And yeah, so I ended up working in the gym that I was training in at the time, Gorilla Fitness, where I still work. And I also started online coaching then with Tracy Colopy from Limerick. She had given me my big break into online coaching. So I did that throughout COVID and I absolutely loved it. I really, really did love helping like loads and loads of clients with their fitness and nutrition journeys. So that's how I really ended up working in the whole fitness area. And just over a year ago, I started working with Recalibrated Bodies, a worldwide online coaching company who are just amazing. And so I also work with them as well, coaching clients with fitness and nutrition as well. So then during all this time, and I suppose as well during the lockdowns, when I had that little bit of extra time, I decided to really focus on myself, my lifestyle, and not just the physical health side of things, but really get to know myself on a deeper level and kind of improve my mental health. So like, I used to be out walking every day, and I used to listen to so many different books, and I just learned so much about mental health and, like, you know, lifestyle, having daily routines, morning routines, bedtime routines, learning about attachment styles, relationships, how to improve them, all about stress and the nervous system. Like, I just got really into learning about it, and I decided that I'd go to counseling, online counseling, and I went every week for probably a year and a half, and it just, that really changed my life, I suppose, because between that and developing practices like gratitude and meditation, I've just been able to become a much calmer person. You know, I have really developed a sense of inner peace and contentment. Now it's not always there, but it's something that I can always come back to with a bit of work. So that those few years, in the last few years, they've really kind of changed my way, my lifestyle, the way I see things, and really my work as well, because it's really impacted the work that I want to do and the work that I'm getting into now at the moment. And then about a year and a half ago, someone in my very immediate family got quite ill with their mental health, and I suppose that completely upturned my life and my family's life, and it just changed everything, really. Our whole lives were thrown upside down having to deal with this illness. And for anyone who's lived with someone who suffers from a mental illness will know just how difficult it is. And, you know, trying to help them and trying to get them in through the different services. And but it really that experience really kind of opened our eyes to health and physical health and mental health and how everything is so connected, and how impacted you can be by someone else being ill. And I suppose I had other kind of more distant family members who had suffered with their mental health, and I had seen different symptoms over the years, but like we saw every type of mental illness going over the course of the next few months. And from there, I became like so interested in the mind-body connection, because you could see the way the mental illness was affecting the person's body and their physical health. Not just their mental health was suffering, but their physical health as well. And I started learning about the mind-body connection, the nervous system, how everything in your mind and your brain has a corresponding result in your body, and how your body can impact your brain and mind. It blew my mind that this stuff wasn't known very well, and you kind of had to really dig deep and specialize in it a little bit. So that led me to learning, or to doing a course in mind-body practitioner training course. So I'm a qualified mind-body coach, and that's all about really teaching people the connection between your mind and body, how much really control you have over your lifestyle, over your thoughts, over your feelings, over your behaviors, and how you can really change your life and change your health, both your physical and mental health, by implementing these changes. So that was kind of an initial course, and I was learning all about the vagus nerve. And then I decided to further my studies. So since September, I've been studying in the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, doing a professional diploma in positive health. And honestly, the information I'm learning in that just blows my mind every single day. And it's all about kind of modern day diseases, like your heart diseases, your diabetes, your respiratory diseases, a lot of cancers, a lot of mental health illnesses, and how they're impacted so much by our behaviors and our lifestyles. And so I've been studying really deeply into things like sleep, physical activity, nutrition, stress management, social connections and meaning and purpose in life. And that's led me to developing Anchor Wellness, even though Anchor Wellness actually has been, it was an idea of mine with the last, I'd say maybe 2 years I came up with the name and the concept of it. But I only felt comfortable enough to start sharing my information over the last few months, and I hope to continue sharing into the future. But I just really, really want to help people become the happiest and healthiest version of themselves, because life is way too short to be anything but happy. I love that saying. And also that life is way too long to be anything but happy. And I think too many people go through life where they are just surviving through it. And that's not what life is all about. You know, we can actually be really happy and really thrive and go after what we want and have whatever we want. But it just takes a decision. It takes a bit of self-awareness. It takes consistent action. And, you know, there's so many things that hold us back from doing that, whether that's limiting beliefs or what you learned as a child or the, you know, fear. All these things hold us back. But I hope that I can start helping people create lives that they really want to live, and where they can be really happy, and where they can be healthy and live long, healthy lives. So that's what the concept behind Anchor Wellness is. I've been sharing lots of information and tips online. I've been taking on clients, and I'm going to be developing courses, self-directed courses that people can do, or group coaching that people can do over the coming weeks and months as well. So that's really my story, how I came to develop Anchor Wellness and where I am today. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening and getting to know me a little bit better. Over the course of the series of these podcasts, I'm going to be chatting to lots of different people who kind of have their own story to tell within the health and wellness world, whether that's that they work in it or maybe they have a personal story. But it's all about kind of broadening your mind into the whole health and wellness area and giving you practical tips that you can actually apply into your own life so that you can also become the happiest and healthiest version of you. Thank you for listening to the Anchor Wellness Podcast. I hope you got something out of listening to the chat today. Until next time, keep striving to be healthy.